Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Well, 3 weeks into the new fiscal year, it appears that Massachusetts may soon have a new budget. House and Senate negotiators yesterday reached a compromise on a $43.1 billion spending plan, and it could be on Governor Baker's desk by the end of today. Joining us is WBUR senior State House reporter Steve Brown. Morning, Steve.
Good morning, Deb.
So it took a while. Nearly all the other states already have their budgets in place. What are some of the highlights of the Massachusetts budget?
Well, as you mentioned, it's $43.1 billion. It does not contain the governor's proposal to tax opioid manufacturers or e-cigarettes. The Senate had wanted to include those. The Senate had also wanted to place a freeze on UMass tuition, but that freeze was scrubbed from the final deal. There's no additional increase in funding for the UMass system beyond the $558 million that was proposed by the governor, the House, and the Senate. Because of that and the lack of a freeze, you can expect UMass students to face a tuition hike next year.
And I guess I understand one of the big sticking points was a plan to control pharmaceutical drug costs. What happened there, Steve?
Well, they're going to go with the House plan, which allows the Executive Office of Health and Human Services to negotiate rebates for MassHealth on the most expensive drugs. But if a price agreement can't be reached, drug companies would not be forced to testify before the Health Policy Commission, nor would a process be put in place for the commission to refer drug companies to the Attorney General for possible prosecution under the consumer protection laws.
And education funding. There is an increase in Chapter 70 money?
Yes. Well, one of the upsides to the budget process dragging on like it has is that lawmakers have a more accurate picture of exactly how much money the state has to spend. So tax collections have been pretty healthy, so the conferees believe that there's more money to be had. So the conferees went with the higher Senate figure for public education. That's that Chapter 70 money. They're raising that line item by $269 million over the previous fiscal year, and that'll bring the total state spending on K through 12 public schools to $5.18 billion.
And what about other increases in this, Steve? What things stood out to you?
Overall, including the Chapter 70 money, they're increasing spending by $600 million. That also includes $50 million to assist struggling nursing homes and $23 million each for the Massachusetts School Building Authority and the MBTA. They're also boosting the state's stabilization fund by $230 million, and that'll bring the total in that fund to just over $3 billion.
So now that there is an agreement, what happens next?
Well, both the House and the Senate have formal sessions scheduled for this afternoon. It's a take-it-or-leave-it proposition. They can't make any changes. The agreement will be overwhelmingly accepted, I'm sure. And then Governor Baker has 10 days to act. He'll sign most of it and issue a series of line-item vetoes. Legislators will come back in the fall and probably override the bulk of the governor's vetoes. And then come January, the budget process begins anew.
All right. WBUR senior State House reporter Steve Brown, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. Welcome.